All right, so Parakei is, we begin the halakas of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. So first of all, you'll notice a big difference here, where we're going to leave the area of more philosophical type things and stick to a little bit more halakhic. What's very good about this is a lot of people, I can speak for myself, a lot of people have misconceptions of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. In fact, the word Chil Hashem is used like all over the place. Right, well... That's one thing. I was like, but the Jewish guy gets arrested and it's in the paper, Chil Hashem, right? Well, I'm just saying. Right. So we have to first understand, it's important to understand, again, let's first see what the actual mitzvah and opposite are, okay? The positive and negative. Okay. So Rambam says in Parakei Alach Aleph, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Gadol Zeh. All right, so now that we know about, and again, notice he's so beautiful how he ties everything together. He says, Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Gadol Hazeh. He's referencing back to God that he was referring to in the first prakim. In the first chapters, he spoke about this great God and how, like, for instance, if you look at the natural world, you come to realize how awesome God is. So now, the entire Jewish nation is commanded in this idea of Kiddush Hashem. We don't know what that is yet. We have to translate Kiddush Hashem into something legal. We're also warned not to profane the name of God. All right? Now, Ketzad. Okay, so now, what does that mean? Bishash Yamod go. What? Yeah. So how do we do that? Okay, the kids usually hear, but he also means like, what is he talking about? All right, okay. It starts off almost in a counterintuitive way, but he says, all right. So let's say Avi the non-Jew, right, puts a gun to Moshe the Jew's head, okay, and tells him, Moshe, you must eat treif, all right, or I'm going to shoot you. So Ram says, Yavor val yarg. So what does Moshe have to do? Eat the treif, okay? Shenemar mitzvos asher yaseh osam adam v'chay b'hem, v'lo shiyamus b'hem, right? Because the Torah says you're supposed to live by the mitzvos and not die by them. V'yemeis lo avar harizim ischay v'nafsho. But if you went ahead and took the bullet, right? Technically speaking, you've in a sense forfeited your existence. Okay. Now is this Kiddush Hashem?
No.
Whoa. Okay. B'medvar morim. Okay. Let's we'll come back to that question. B'medvar morim. Bishar mitzvos, right? This applies to all the commandments except for, as we all know, the big three: chutz me'avodah zarah, v'gilui ra'ah v'shivichus damim. So, except for
a scenario where it's
murder, right? Sexual prohibitions and idolatry, right? The way the Rambam lays it out, it's pretty clear in the first four chapters, right? What's the most important thing? God, right? So without God, it's it. There's nothing to build off of. So
it's not as if
this gets fleshed out. Okay, let's see the extent of these halachas. Okay, just to get through a few of them. So he says. So the big three, okay? Man, no good? Those are the big three. Right? Aval shlosh averos elu, im yomar lo avor al achas ben oter, agyarag l'yavor. So again, if Avi the non-Jew sticks his head, nice non-Jewish name, sticks his gun against the head of Moshe and says, go bow down to the idol, you got to take the bullet. Okay? All right. So medvar morim, now this is one of the hardest things. This is a qualification that a lot of people don't realize. Great Gemara on this in Sanhedrin. Famous case also by Esther. Bizman shah goy miskavin lahanas atzmo. So this only applies when the non-Jew, when Avi's intent is to gain, like, literally means his intent is personal benefit. For instance, so Avi, you say to Moshe, go build me this house on Shabbos. Or like commit rape or whatever. But let's say his intention is just for you, just to get Moshe to violate the what it learns. In other words, you don't want, it's not that you're getting Moshe to do something for you, right? Rather, you just get this enjoyment of watching him violate the commandment. Or just you want to watch him violate the commandment. I want to see you worship that idol. Okay? So what's the halacha? So if it's private, okay, you're not in front of a minion, yavro val yarek, then he has to violate it. However, but if you force him to violate, let's say, bowing down to the idol, but you're doing it in a way, if you force him to violate whatever, a mitzvah, but you do it in a way where it's just for him to violate the mitzvah itself, not for any hana, okay, and it's done publicly, then yarag val yavar, then you gotta take the bullet.
What's the example
of
the Gemara again?
The Rambam says, so it could be any mitzvah.
Right? That's
what he says. V'chol dvar me'ilu, all these apply shelo b'shas hashmad. Now that's also a very cryptic term. Halacha has a lot to say about this. Shas hashmad is basically we're under the sovereignty of an evil king. Okay, meaning what is an evil king in Jewish terms? A guy who doesn't want us to do mitzvos, right? Oh yeah, aval b'shas hashmad. Now this is the hard one. Okay, what's the example of shas hashmad? B'hushi yamod melech rasha kinebucha netzar v'chaverav. So for instance. When Nebuchadnezzar was king, right? The Yigzor Shmad al Yisrael of Atal Dasam Omisam and Emisos, and they make a Gzera. Whether the Gzera is to destroy our ideology, right? You live in a consequence for us, Yarog val yavor afila achas mishar mitzos. Beinenas besoch asara beinenas beino bein goyim. Then you should take the bullet even for, we'll call it a minor commandment, so to speak. Well, right? Still got to take the bullet.
Sounds like it's a morale.
Just do one more. So he says, yavor v'al yarog v'nerog v'lo avor. Now, so again, so look at the buildup, right? We went from like the big three, right, to now the situation of even a, as you'll see, even a minor, quote, mitzvah, right, where you got to take the bullet, but that's, again, it depends on the sovereignty. So if you're underneath the Shah Shmud, we got to be very careful. This had serious repercussions throughout Jewish history, the idea of being forced to not do mitzvos and what you should do in response. So he says, every time it says that you should violate and not take the bullet, but you take the bullet instead, we saw that already. Now here's the big one. Let's say Avi has the gun to Moshe's head and says, worship the idol, I'm going to kill you. And Moshe, what does he do? He's a wimp, you know, he's a couple, and he decides to go ahead and he worships the idol. Right? He takes a bullet. He's Nekadosh Es Hashem. So then he sanctifies God's name. My bad. Right? Now that's the first time the Rambam says what? Kiddush Hashem. Okay?
He says Ketzad earlier.
I agree. But I'm saying, but this is the you can argue the penultimate case. Like if you want to see the expression of Kiddush Hashem is that moment. And everything filters out from there. Take a bullet for God, so to speak. Vimayaba Asar Mitzrael. That's also a famous question, this distinction. If Moshe, you take the bullet in front of a large Jewish population, right, 10 or more, so then you're Kiddush Hashem Barabim. This whole question of, is that a quantitative idea or qualitative, right? Kidaniel, v'chanania mishal v'azariah, v'chorei v'kiv v'chavirov, right? Ve'elohen arugim achus she'im ala min amalasan. And the greatest Kiddush Hashem ever were the Asar Arugim Achus. There's no one better than that when it comes to taking bullets in an inspirational way. Okay. Balei Nemar Kilecha Aharag Nikol Yom Nechshav Nukitzon Tivcha. Balei Nemar Isfuli Chasidai Korsei Risi Ale Zavach. Okay. One more. Let's finish Halakha Dalet. V'Kol Mishen Amar Bo Yerag Val Yavor V'Arbelo Narag. That's what I meant to say. Let's say you're supposed to take the bullet, and yet Moshe instead you go ahead and violate the commandment. Then I raise the Mechal Hashem. So again, if we're working at the peak, right? The peak. So what is Chil Hashem? Let's call it the paradigm for now. That's the not the guy. I'm not saying there's no Chil Hashem for the Jewish guy who gets arrested for stealing, but it's when that gun is to your head and you choose to violate the commandment. You go ahead and. So he says, "V'imayav b'asar mishal hariz echil shem rabim." If it's let me just finish the thing. Then it's again it's a greater level of profaning if it's in front of 10 people. Vita mitzvah say, and you nullify this positive commandment. She kiddush Hashem. V'avra mitzvah slo say. So not only do you mivatel the positive commandment, but you're also over a prohibition. She chil Hashem. You're profaning God's name. V'af bichein. Nonetheless, v'imnesha avar be'ones is a fascinating legal concept because technically speaking, normally in halacha, right, by onus. Honest means it's against your will, you're putter, right? That's like a rule, but not here. This is one of those, also one of these great, you guys should know this by now, clashes, where you have the legal system, and then you have this other thing, which is like, somewhere supersedes the legal system, right? So here, you're honest, you're chayiv in some sense, but you're not. Because the Rambam says, ein malkus, so you don't get malkus for this, right? Ein tzarach lomar, she mesisa amemisin oso beisin, you don't get capital punishment. I feel the harag bonus. Because the only time capital punishment takes place is through witnesses and being forewarned.
So if you
kill someone because the goy tells you. So it can't be against your will, it can't be accidental or mistaken. Now, finally, umahi avodah zara. Now that's by what he called passing the zara molech, all these avodah zara things. So by idolatry, shechamura mina kol, where it's the worst of all prohibitions, ha oved osa b'onas eino chayv kares. But if you worship it against your will, you do not get kares. Then zarach lomer misas bezin and not capital punishment. Kal v'chom l'shar mitzvos amors b'torah. So even more so by other mitzvos. Uvarayos u'omer v'nara lo sasadavar. So that's why you can extrapolate from avodah zara to all other ones. Meaning that if you go ahead and violate any other mitzvah, right, against your will, you're not going to get any capital punishment for it. Okay, so this is our introduction to Kiddush Hashem and what it called and Chil Hashem. Emmanuel, yeah.